This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After a tough year in 2022, retirement account balances, we're talking 401ks, IRAs, 403bs as well, they are going back up again. According to data from Fidelity, which you should know advertises on this program, the average balance at the end of June was about $112,000. That is 8% better than a year ago, as Marketplace Samantha Fields reports.
I think we can all agree that it's a good thing when retirement balances go up. But Rachel Snyderman at the Bipartisan Policy Center says it doesn't necessarily mean people are saving more.
A strong economy is doing a lot of the work here.
The stock market has had a good year so far, and she says that's the main reason people's retirement accounts are growing. But Mark Ivry at the Brookings Institution says it's also true that more people are saving for retirement.
Much of this is due to automatic enrollment.
Automatic enrollment is becoming increasingly common for employee-sponsored 401k plans, and Ivry says it makes a big difference. For the more than a third of workers who don't have a retirement plan through their job,
many of us have been working to encourage a nationwide initiative to set up state-based automatic enrollment into IRAs.
And Ivry says some states are doing it. Still, there's a long way to go. Roughly half of Americans 55 and up have no retirement savings at all. And Teresa Ghilarducci, a retirement expert at the New School, says most of those that do aren't saving enough.
People ask me, how much do I need in my retirement account?
And while the answer is obviously going to vary widely, she says for a middle-class person making $70,000 to $80,000 a year who wants to maintain their lifestyle in retirement,
they need $1 million over and above Social Security. And when the average 401k account balance is a tenth of that.
She says that tells us something big needs to change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.